What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 19th episode of the Nerdyish Podcast. My name is Mike, and as always, I'm joined by the lovely and talented
Elroy.
So we're back again.
Yes. What the fuck?
So I had a new debit card because my debit card expired. So for some reason, Podomatic doesn't have it easily like available where you could just change your... Well, I thought it wasn't that easy. So like, I go to my account information to switch the debit card info, and it won't give me the option to change. I'm like, the fuck? So I emailed them, and I've just been waiting and waiting for a damn response. So finally, they responded to me, and then we got it all fixed. So we're good to go now.
It's been, what, 2 months?
I have no idea. I don't even... Hold on.
Sorry, guys. The last podcast, we spoke about who we think is going to win the Super Bowl, and we never got to give our opinions on the Super Bowl. A lot of information has passed. But that's the way it is. And now we're back.
January 25th is almost 2 months.
Yeah.
So, not our fault, really. Well, it's a little user interface issue with Podomatic, but we're good. We're back, baby.
Yep.
So, we're going to just do a non-traditional episode. We really just didn't... We just decided to podcast, like, today, I think, right? Or yesterday night.
Yeah, and just fell asleep so we can catch yesterday. Up. Yeah, it's Sunday now, so...
Yeah, so, I will edit the podcast tomorrow and post it tomorrow because it's 9:51 and there's no way I'm going to do it right now. I work in the morning. So quick gaming. How about we talk about some Clash Royale?
Yo, okay. So guys, this guy has been telling me about Clash Royale. And I'm like, I just finally got Vainglory, which I love. And he's like, oh, download Clash Royale. I'm like, but I got Vainglory. Why do I need more games? And I'm in love with Clash Royale too. So it's like, I got both these iPhone games. And I'm just addicted to...
They're both free, by the way.
And they're both free, even though, you know, it takes money to get some stash so you can build up. But I love these games. They're awesome. I play them more than I play my PlayStation 4.
Hell yeah. So, just to give a quick rundown of what Clash Royale is, it's a tower defense game where everybody... Well, it's one versus one, and each person has three towers you have to defend. So it's like it's a mixture of tower defense and deck building. So what happens is you have 8 cards in your deck, and you can only have 8. You can never have more than 8 at one time. 4 cards display at one time, and then they just shuffle, and like when you use one, there's a possibility you could get another one again, blah, blah, blah. And each one has a cost, and there's elixir. So your elixir maxes out at 10. So let's say if you have goblins and they're only 2 elixir, and then you have one another character's only 1 elixir, that's 3 right there, and you could keep adding cards until you hit 10, and then you can't use cards anymore. And then your elixir slowly builds back up, and as it builds up, if your cost is there, you can use another card.
Yeah, there's a lot of strategy involved.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a paper, rock, scissors. So it's like if you have a barbarian who's mainly on a ground troop, and I throw out these goblins. What are they? Goblins? The ones that are in the air?
Yeah, goblins.
They'll fuck him up because he can't attack in the air, and they'll just destroy him. And then if you have like this or barbarians, and then you put like a skull army, and then they overwhelm him. So it's just like you got to know how to counter, and it's all about building a good deck. And then you just it's the makers of Clash of Clans. It's Supercell. So what it is it's kind of like Clash of Clans where you have to keep fighting to get trophies. And each fight is worth probably about between 20 to 30 trophies. So if you win, you gain like 20 to 30 trophies. If you lose, you lose 20 to 30 trophies. And you just have to climb the ranks. And as you progress, you unlock new arenas. And then new arenas bring new cards. So I guess that's how they balance it out. They don't want somebody in Arena 1 with like a tier 5 card or some shit, whatever it is. So they balance it like that. The game is a little devious, though, with the way they try to force you to pay for shit. So every time you you complete a match, you get a chest. And you can unlock the chest by using gems, or you can wait 3 hours. So now they have, there's like 3 different type of chests, Elroy, that you get?
Yeah, there's regular silver chest, golden chest, giant chest, magical chest.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So whenever you fight, you also get crowns. You can kill somebody and you could destroy 3 of their towers and you get 3 crowns, right? So if you get 3 crowns and in each match, so then you end up with 9. And then the fourth match, you just get 1. You get 10. And then that unlocks a chest right there. So if you gather 10 crowns, you get a chest. You get a free chest per day. How often are the free chests?
I think it's every 4 hours. And you can have a max of 2 held.
And then the free chests, they kind of suck. They're just wooden chests. You get like 3 cards in them.
Yeah, but you level up your characters through the amount of cards you have, and then you got to pay gold
So,
required in order to level them up.
yep. And now the issue with the chests is that you can only have 4 chests at a time. And again, each one, let's say if you have the standard chest that takes 3 hours, that's 12 hours you have to wait to unlock all the chests. And then each fight you unlock a chest. And if you don't have space, it'll tell you, like, you can lock chests. Do you still want to continue this fight? And then you click yes, and then you fight pretty much for nothing, just for trophies. So now the game, they have like a free to, it's free to play, but then there's, buy to win pretty much. So you can put money in the game to unlock these magical chests that give you better cards, better money, whatever it is. Now the problem with that is that, let's say a chest worth 2,500 gems is $20. It never stays $20 though. So if you rank up, that chest no longer costs 2,500. Now it costs 2,800. So if you were going to think of spending $20 to get that chest, you're wrong now, because now you have to spend $25 because the $20 tier no longer has enough gems in it. So the game is, that really pissed me off. I'm like, wow, that's fucked up. Because I was thinking about giving them, a certain amount of money, but I saw that, I'm like, I can't. So it's totally free to play, but to be like highly competitive, you really have to put money into the game. But it's really, really fun. I kept telling these jerks to play the game, and they kept saying, "Nah, whatever." And then finally, he just joined, and he's in love. He plays every
Yeah, I
freaking
play
chance he
every
gets.
day, every hour. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's on right now.
No, I'm not. I
And
thought about it.
then another game that we've been playing. Well, I've talked about it many times on the podcast before, but that's Vainglory. It's the MOBA, free to play MOBA on the iPhone, Apple, any Apple device, Android device, pretty much. And I kept telling Elroy about it. He was just like, "I'm good." So I don't know what made him download it finally.
Well, I mean, it was free. I felt I'm like, let me just do it, just so to shut you up, because you keep saying get it, but then you always on it, like, oh, it's really good, it's really good. So I wanted to see what it was about, and it really is a good game.
It's really good, and it's not as devious as Clash Royale, where it's free. And again, there's a character rotation. So, like, let's say this week, there'll be 3 free characters. So you could play with those characters for free. And then if you feel like purchasing a character, you can. And once you purchase that character, you keep them for good. So well, this last week we didn't really play that much because of Elroy's work schedule. But leading up to this week, we were playing pretty much every night. Me, him, my brother. It's 3-on-3, so we had like a little group going and just fucking shit up.
Yeah, but the only thing is, in order to do ranked matches, not only do you have to be level 10, you do have to have 8 characters, which means you have to buy at least
You do?
four. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
Well,
even
actually,
know that.
I think I bought all eight. Yeah, you have to buy eight. You have to buy eight in order to do ranked matches.
You know what it is now? Because now they introduced a new system called the draft system. So if you do a ranked match, it's 3 versus 3. Each side can choose what character they want to ban, so nobody can use that character. Sometimes, you figure, like, if you have a there's a character named Cruel that usually gives us a hard time, or a character like Taka or something. So we'll ban it so that character can't, I mean, so the other team can't use that character, and then they could do the same to us. And then if I pick a character, let's say Catherine, the enemy can't pick the character now. So it's normally in a regular game, in a casual match, you can pick the same characters on each team. So if I have a Catherine, they have a Catherine, it's no big deal. But with the draft, you can't. So I'm assuming that's why they did it, because you have to be able to have characters available to play ranked match.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really a good game. I enjoy it.
Yep.
It's again strategy involved, so I like games like that.
We have a good setup. So I always usually this character named Saw. He's like a freaking beast. He has like this chain gun. He does a lot of damage. And then like I'll pick a character named Catherine. She has like this shield and she stuns enemies. And then my brother pick who was he using when we finished? Oh, this character named Jewel. She's like this little girl on like this big ass robot.
Think
So
Final Fantasy VI.
yeah, exactly, like the magic tech armor. And so like we'll have a setup where Elroy's doing some damage, the character tries to run away, I'll stun him, hit him, and then when they get away from my stun, my brother jump on them, stun them again, and then we'll just fuck shit up, and we just like wrecking games. Like we were winning a lot of games in that game. Like once Elroy got the hang of it and started playing actually like really well, we started like fucking shit up. So
Yeah, we need to do more ranked games though.
and
But
that
schedule wise, for Anthony, so.
Yeah, my brother's schedule just switched and he's gonna be working nights and it's gonna fuck us over. I mean, we can still play, but
Yeah, casually.
What sucks is that when you play ranked or even just casual, when it's just two people in your party, the third person always sucks ass. They always do some stupid shit because the game doesn't offer any type of voice chat, and the in-game communication is pretty limited. You could just ping, like, put like a target
Symbols, where to
here,
go, target this, run away.
a question mark. You could put a run symbol, and then it's like a symbol, like pretty much to gather in one spot. That's pretty much it. I mean, it's really easy to communicate if you think about it. It's just some people just don't fucking listen, and they do whatever the hell they want, and they're just not good at it. So if we have one person who doesn't know how to play the game, your whole team is screwed pretty much. It's hard to win a 2-on-3. Very, very hard. I did it like one time, and I've been playing the game for a long time. So, two games we both highly recommend. Again, they're free to play. So, to get the most out of these games, you do have to spend a little bit of money, which is no big deal, because if you think about it, right? Clash Royale, over the last few days since you've downloaded, how many hours would you say you've played it?
Jeez, I don't know. I would say 24, maybe
24.
more.
All right,
I mean, I would just say 24. It's probably a little high.
let's just say 24 hours,
Yeah.
right? And you said you spend about $8 so
I
far.
spent about $8, yeah.
Look at that. For $8, you spent 24 hours. When was the last time you spent 24 hours on a game?
I couldn't even remember, to be honest.
Exactly. So if you think about it, people might be like, "Ah, I'm not spending money," but it's worth it. Even if you spend $60 on the game, this game is highly addictive. There's no way you play this game and you stop. Like, it's really, really good. It's very, very good. And same thing with Vainglory. Like, Vainglory is just.
Yeah, that was probably the last game. But then again, they're both similar.
And Vainglory, I don't know how much I spend a lot of money on Vainglory. I'm not gonna lie. And for I wish you could tell how many hours you played in the game, because it's probably hundreds of hours at this point that I've played this game. It's fucking amazing. So all value proposition, I think it's very worth it. So give those games a try. We definitely give highest recommendation for those two. One more game. Well, Pokemon just had its 20th anniversary, right?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Pokemon Go, by the way.
Yeah, they were supposed to have a little conference at GDC, like a little presentation, but they canceled it because they're really working hard on the game. So they just announced Pokemon Sun and Moon. That's like the next generation. I forgot what generation we're up to, but it's supposed to be coming out this year. There was very little details, but it's coming out this year for the 3DS. I don't know if you're interested in that.
Of course, I love Pokemon.
All right. So now what they're gonna do is every month. Yeah, I think every month leading. I think for the rest of the year, pretty much every month, they're gonna have a free giveaway. So like. For 2 months straight, you could just go to your mystery gift and have them send you a character. And then, like the third month, then you have to go to GameStop and ask for an actual card and has a code on it, and you get like a Pokemon. So every month they're gonna have like a really a rare Pokemon that they're gonna give away for free. So if anybody's interested in that, they also released Pokemon Yellow, Red, Blue for the 3DS, which is
Yeah,
fucking great.
I have to get back on it.
And you could play online with those games. And there's a Pokemon Bank. So if you guys don't know, I think you pay $5 for the whole year, and you can store all your Pokemon in like a cloud, pretty much. And these characters in this old version, you can store them into the cloud, which is really, really cool for those people who care about shit like that. And yeah, so that's information about Pokemon. And two games that I've been playing on the side, not too much. Well, the Division, I actually played a lot this week because it's funny how we didn't have a lot of time to play Vainglory this week, so it gave me a lot of time to play in the Division. So just to quick give a quick rundown on the Division. The Division is a Destiny type game where it's just like it's a single player slash multiplayer game. You can play single player if you want, or you can just jump into a party of four and just do missions together. So it takes place in New York. So the story pretty much is right about when Black Friday was about to hit, somebody, I think a group of terrorists, they put some virus on money. So you know how a lot of money gets exchanged during Black Friday. So New
Yeah.
York contracted this crazy virus and it started killing people, and New York is quarantined. So they send in the Division in there, and you gotta like what clean it out or whatever. So the game is really cool. So you have like a main hub where you get missions, and there's three classes. So you have a tech class, you have a medic, and then you have security class. So the tech class, this guy can pull out turrets. He can pull out these little bombs. He has sticky bombs. The medic heals pretty much, and then the security guy, he deals with shields. So he could put down mobile shields for people. He has like a ballistic shield. So what it is you don't level up traditionally through experience points. Well, which you do, but you don't gain abilities. So now what happens is, in order to unlock new abilities, in your main hub, you have to pretty much build the three different wings. So let's say if I'm a tech guy, I want to focus on tech. I'll find missions that say they give tech supplies, and then you just take those supplies back to your base. You level them up, and the more you level them up, the more abilities you get for your character. So the game is really difficult though, especially when you play with four players because it scales to your level. So it gets really tough. Some enemies that you know, because you're playing a shooter, you're thinking they're gonna go down in a few shots, but no, because it's a role-playing game. You know, a guy might take 5 minutes to kill, just like Destiny would, like when certain bosses. So once you get used to that, the game is really fun though, man. I put about 20 hours this week into it, I would say. They're still having some server issues, so like I was getting frustrated today. I was trying to play, and I got kicked off like 3 or 4 times, and at the end I was just like, fuck it, I'm tired of getting kicked out. And I was like in the middle of a mission, I got kicked out and I had to do the mission over. I was like, no thank you. So yeah, but I recommend The Division. I always not gonna get it because he's not really into console gaming at the moment. I think the next game he's getting is Uncharted,
Oh yeah, Uncharted 4, baby.
which I played the beta. I played the beta for a few hours. I had fun. I don't know how much time I would actually spend on the multiplayer when the game comes out, because I'm mainly focused on the mo Uncharted single player, especially with Clash Royale and Vainglory.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's cool. The game looks gorgeous. Like normally when they have a multiplayer component, the graphics are not as strong as a single player, but the game looks great. So I can imagine what the fuck it looks like single player. Really, really cool. If you're into Uncharted multiplayer, they didn't really change much. Now what they did is they added like a swinging mechanic. So certain points in the map you'll see like a hook, and then you can swing from like, you know, cliff to cliff or building to building and shit. They also have like these kill streaks, which are pretty cool. In regular Call of Duty, like any other multiplayer nowadays, you get kill streaks. So the more kills you get, you gain points, and then you can do like some type of attack. So this game pretty much has the same thing, but you gain money. So when you have a certain amount of money, there's four different items per class that you can unlock. So like I think I was Sully and I forgot what class I was, but I could unlock a sniper. So what I did was I unlocked the sniper, I ran to this tower and I posted the sniper up there. So now the sniper gets controlled by AI, but it was doing work. It was just sniping guys. I was getting a lot of kills, so that was pretty cool. You could bring out this guy who has like this turret, like not a turret, a minigun, and he's like heavily armored, so he gets a lot of kills for you. So little kill streaks like that. So the game is fun. Again, I don't know how much time I would spend on it, but it's cool. Is that something you'd be interested when the game comes out, or are you gonna do strictly single player?
I'll do both. I like the Uncharted multiplayer one. I like Uncharted multiplayer, especially if I'm playing with you and like my brother.
Yeah, I know your
It's
brother's
fun.
gonna play it a lot, so I might, again, if you guys are down, I'll play it, whatever. But it's cool, but you know, it's nothing that I'm gonna like drain hours into.
No, yeah.
And the last game that I've been playing is Fire Emblem. So now Fire Emblem, it's called Fire Emblem Fates. So this game comes with two different campaigns. Well, actually no, the version that I got the collector's edition that has all three versions in one cartridge, or you can buy each one separate. So I was able to get the collector's edition for $65, or you can spend $40 a piece and get each version separate. So I got a deal off of that. So the special edition is very limited right now. It's very rare. So I was lucky to get that. So it's Fire Emblem Revelations, Fire Emblem Birthright, and Fire Emblem Conquest. So the story goes as this, really quick, because it's very interesting. Your character is this character named Corrin, and I forgot the name of the kingdom he's in. So midway through the game, you come to find out that the people that your kingdom, the people you share a kingdom with, they're not your real family. The people that you're attacking is actually your family. So at a point in the game, you get to choose whether you want to go with your family, which is the game Birthright, if you want to stay with your people, which is Conquest, and in the other one, Revelations, you go on your own and you just don't join either one. So each one has a different campaign. Birthright apparently is the easier one. Conquest, the difficulty ramps up, and Revelations, I'm not too sure what the difficulty is, but the game is really fun. So if anybody's into Fire Emblem, it's the same shit pretty much. The only difference now is there's different parts of the map called Dragon Veins. So like the mission that I just did today, you were blocked off. Well, there was a cliff and you couldn't get across, and you'd step on the Dragon Vein and then you'd use a power and then it makes a cliff for you, like a little bridge. So the game is really cool so far. Really interesting story. I can't wait to see where it goes. But again, I haven't had too much time to play it, because whenever I think I'm gonna play a game, I just let me play a few games of Clash Royale, and then fucking 3 hours pass and I'm still playing Clash Royale. So sucks. And then we have this little rivalry going to see who could get the most trophies in our clan, and that's been fun trying to keep up with the trophies.
So far I got the most. Well,
Yeah,
you I have the second most.
you're in second now.
Yeah, I checked and Anthony's in third and you're in first. But I
Oh,
have the most crowns or something.
So now what happens is if you kill somebody with all three towers, you get three crowns. So they have this thing where they show you how many three crown wins you have. So I guess that's like the most dominating wins, if you want to say, and Elroy has the most of those. I could care less how many crowns I get. As long as I win, I don't give a shit.
And you're in first place. I mean, I was in first place after you were in first place, but then I dropped to third. But
Yeah.
I mean, at least I'm doing work, so it shows. You know, it's good for a rivalry. At least I have something that I'm good at.
Yeah, so that was pretty fun trying to keep up with that. When I get back to work tomorrow, I'm not gonna have too much time to play. But this today, I was like, I got home and I was like, I'm gonna play for like a little bit. And then literally like 2, 3 hours passed. I'm like, shit, man, I gotta do some stuff around the house. But I think that's it for gaming today. We saw Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane yesterday.
Yes,
You
Cl
wanna?
10 Cloverfield Lane is probably the best movie so far. Well, no. Well, I don't know. I think it's the best movie so far. I mean, I love Deadpool, but if I had to choose
What, this year you mean?
this year, and I know there's gonna be more like Civil War and whatnot, but yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane was such an awesome movie. I really enjoyed John Goodman's role. I think it's Oscar worthy. Why not? Because if Matt Damon could be nominated. I mean, John Goodman, I think he did a great job. I've never seen John Goodman like that. It was a really interesting movie. It really kept you wondering, does this have anything to do with Cloverfield? And there's gonna be spoiler
Hell yeah, spoilers.
alerts. Like I read, and I think I've mentioned before, the name Cloverfield is just the title. I don't think it has nothing to do with the film Cloverfield. It's just they're gonna make an anthology of films using the Cloverfield title that I read. But it's a possibility that they can do something with future films, maybe the next one, where they can link up the films together timeline wise or multiverse where they actually do link up. That's what I read. And it's definitely possible, like the way they can start the third one if they wanted to, it can be that the whatever happens in the first film, it can be some time has passed from after the first film. Because she's in the bunker. So while she's in the bunker, there can be an attack from the first movie happening already. Because when she escapes the bunker, she thinks John Goodman's character is just crazy and you don't know what he's talking about. And she gets out, there's an actual alien attack, like some alien machine monster flying around in the sky. And then some creature looking like a dog shape that's on the ground. So it's like you think some one thing, but it's actually another.
All right, so from what I heard this movie had nothing to do with Cloverfield when it
Yeah.
was released, right? It was a movie called The Shelter. Now, again, I don't know how true this is. This is what from what I read online. So they test the movie for like test audiences, and apparently they didn't like it. So they decided that they still wanted to salvage the movie, and they decided to add Cloverfield to it. And they did some reshoots, and they added some scenes to make it tie into Cloverfield. Now, from what you're saying, I heard conflicting things from J.J. Abrams himself, because he said the movie's a blood relative to Cloverfield, and that he would love to do a third movie that would tie everything together.
And it's
So,
possible.
with that being said, in my well, from what he said, they tie in together somehow. Now, if you look at the viral marketing for the movie, John Goodman's character works for the company that was responsible for the drilling that awoke in the monster in Cloverfield 1. And there's a scene where, for anybody who's familiar with Cloverfield and the first viral marketing, there's a company that produces this drink called Slusho. And there's a scene in 10 Cloverfield Lane where the character's getting gas, and there's a sign for Slusho. So it does connect somehow. Now, the great thing about the first Cloverfield, and I guess with this one, is that it leaves you so much to discuss, at least so much to discussion, where it's just kind of like, all right, how the fuck did it connect? And I'm sure there's a connection somewhere, and then you just have to dig deep. You know?
Yeah, but the way they're saying is like there really is no connection, just stuff like Slusho and John Goodman's character. But again, they can connect it if they wanted to, and that's something that they haven't for sure said that's what's going to happen, but they can make it happen. And I think they should. Like you obviously it can just be that the creature was sent here from those alien creatures and he was trapped under the water. In the ocean, which was the satellite drilling company, whatever, awoke. And they can definitely play it off that. But it was a great film. I think John Goodman's role was amazing, like I said. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead was awesome. I love her. And the other actor, I don't know his name, this is the first time I've seen him. I think he did a good job. Definitely check it out. It's getting a lot of good reviews.
I liked it. I didn't like the ending. I
Like I
felt
said, the
like
ending was weird, but I didn't mind it.
not even that, like I didn't mind the weirdness. I didn't like the Hollywood moment when she takes a fucking Molotov cocktail and she throws it into the creature's mouth or whatever. Like I don't know, it just seemed like
I think I would have just let it eat me, because I would have just been like, oh my God. And then, you're going to crash into the ground anyway when it drops you.
I mean, you definitely want to fight it off, I guess, but it just seemed too forced. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess it seemed like they had an ending, and then Hollywood, like the studio, was probably like, "Nope."
Oh, speaking of ending, now that you said that, I have something for you about the original ending.
Okay, go.
All right, so I had it and my phone shut down. And I'm looking for, all right, here we go. So the original ending by Dan Trachtenberg. All right, the original script, and this is quoted. This is a quote, it's not my quote. In the original script, Michelle escapes the shelter and is chased through the farmhouse by Howard, who still wants to protect her. She blinds him with bathroom cleaner. He tells her about his tragic life, dead wife, missing daughter, treacherous Nate, etc. And then she shoots him in the kneecap and runs away. He ends the movie alive, entreating Michelle to be careful. Later, after traveling down empty roads and finding no one around to help her, she crests a hill and sees the Chicago skyline smoldering and destroyed. No explanation is given. We don't even know what she would do next, only that she knows that Howard, for all his oddity, was correct. The final line in the script is, she slowly pulls down the mask on the hazmat suit before taking a breath.
Yeah, and then you see now they went back and because apparently it was supposed to be like some nuclear war that did everything, and
Yeah.
from what I heard in the original script, and then when they added the Cloverfield a connection somehow, whatever, they decided to put this alien. Now, I guess the ending I didn't mind the alien, right? I was a little disappointed because I really wanted it to tie into Cloverfield somehow. So now I didn't expect to see the actual big monster, but what I did expect to see was those creatures that spawn off of him.
Yeah.
So when I didn't see those, I was a little disappointed. So now to see like this random alien ship that has like these tentacles, and I was just like, all right, what the fuck? And then like it drops this creature. This creature's like, it moves like a dog, but it looks like a worm a little bit. Like it's a very weird looking creature.
Yeah.
And the ship also secretes like this green mist, and I'm assuming it fucks people up because there's a scene in the movie where John, she escapes from the commercial. You could see like she hits him in the head with like a bottle, and she runs out to the door. So in that scene, there's two doors. So she gets through the first one, she locks it, and then she's going to go outside, and then some woman hits the glass, and her face is all fucked up. So it looks like there's actual like fallout that's killing her, like John Goodman said. So you're thinking, okay, now he's telling the truth. Like she can't go outside because of all this fallout. And then you find out it's the aliens doing that with the green mist or whatever. So the air is still breathable. It's just you can't get hit with that mist or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I was expecting to really see more of a connection somehow, but again, I still didn't like the ending where she throw the Molotov cocktail into the ship's mouth or whatever. And then right after that, she listens to the radio and they said there's a choice. If you're willing to fight and you have combat experience, go to I forgot what state it was,
Houston.
Houston, right? And then they were like, if you're a survivor and you need shelter, come to this place. I forgot what it was. So she makes a decision to go fight. Like now, all of a sudden, I guess she feels like a badass because she killed this ship, and then she's just like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go fight." And then the movie just finishes like that. So,
I mean, I didn't mind it, but I would have preferred the original ending. I think it was pretty cool. Like I said, the monster, it was a weird creature design. It's like an alien, but it's in a ship that's flying, and the mouth was, it was just this big creature with robotic parts that flies. It was just weird.
yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but I mean, I really enjoyed it. But moving on, let's talk about Civil War.
Fuck yeah.
That trailer was amazing. And Spider-Man finally revealed. I like his costume. I know a lot of people are complaining about the eyes, the costume, and I think his costume works. He definitely has web shooters. I saw some screenshots where his wrist has like the web shooters and his belt seems to have the web shooter rechargeable, whatever you want to call it.
The cartridges.
Yeah, cartridges, there you go. And his eyes are mechanical because they went they like they squinted, but you hear like mechanical shutter, so it's definitely it's technology involved in that, not just something that was done like for Deadpool, which it works for Deadpool, but how do you get a mask to move your eyes? But I'm really excited to see what they do. And then the same with Ant-Man with the arrow writing, I think that's just amazing. It looks pretty cool, and Black Panther looks like a badass.
I was actually excited to see Ant-Man, which is funny because years ago I hated the fact that they were going to come out with an Ant-Man movie. And now I'm excited to see this guy because I love the movie. I thought Ant-Man was a great movie.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool to see this. I wish Thor and the Hulk were here, because it's like, I guess that would be
Really
my,
make it.
yeah, because we've seen them for all these movies already. It's just like they completed. I don't know what's the reason that they're not in it.
Well, at this point, this is I know the story wise Thor will be back home, and then Hulk is going to be in space because he's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy. But aside from that, if you think about it, they're both very destructive characters. Like, they do a lot of damage. They can it's it would seem pointless to kind of have them because you couldn't really do anything within the battle with the other characters because they're just too crazy.
Yeah, I guess that makes
Unless you,
sense.
I mean, you can have Banner and not turn into Hulk, but it's just they're too destructive of characters to even have them alongside Civil War.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But the trailer looks really cool. The reveal at the end, Spider-Man. Tony Stark says something, I forgot what it is, and Spider-Man takes the sh
Under ruse.
Oh,
Under
okay.
ruse. I thought you said on the roof, but it's under ruse.
And then he webs Captain America's hands, takes the shield, and then what does he say?
Hey everyone.
He
I
says
think he could
hello.
have said something a little bit more funny, but quip, but whatever.
And then the trailer ends. So that looks really cool. That's what May
But
6.
I saw something in the trailer, and I'm not going to tell you because you probably, but I saw something that showed a particular character on the floor with his arm missing. So I'll just say that, and you'll see it in the movie.
Wait, with the arm missing?
Yeah, with their arm missing. It was like ripped off.
Didn't notice that.
Yeah, so. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited. I'm more excited than Batman versus Superman.
Which is coming out like in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, and I'm gonna see it 4D. I'm going to look for those tickets for 4D of Regal Union Square and 14th Street. See what that's about. 25 to $30, but I'm interested in checking that out.
Yeah, that looks. I hope it's good. I every time I see a trailer now on TV, I look away because I don't want to see any other footage. From what I the last trailer, I thought it looked really cool when they showed Batman like fucking shit up. He looked really
Yeah,
cool.
badass, yeah.
I like the tone of it. I have to watch Man of Steel again. I guess like maybe next weekend I'll check it out. It depends because Daredevil comes on next weekend, so
Oh, I can't wait.
I have to binge watch that. We'll see. But I gotta squeeze in Man of Steel to get it out again because I want to see. I'm sure obviously it connects, right? So does it take
Yeah.
place right after or how long does it?
2 years after.
2 years? Okay. Cool.
So excited for that.
Yes, sir. And then they just sent today they I don't know if it was today, but I saw it today. The actor who's playing Shredder, he leaked a picture of what Shredder looks like in the movie
Oh,
for
yeah.
Turtles. So if you go to Instagram real quick, you just type in hashtag Shredder, you'll see. I think it looks cool. It looks
It's
cool.
not mechanical, Shred, is it?
I don't think it's mechanical again, but it looks metal again. Like it doesn't look like the original movie where it's just metal like shoulder pads and the helmet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to see it through Skype because it
Okay, I see it. All right, it looks pretty cool. The mask looks like Shredder.
it looks like Shredder from the last movie, but it doesn't look to seem like too mechanical or whatever it is, but
That's cool. I didn't really care for the mechanical. I mean, it worked, but it was weird. I don't know. It wasn't what I was used to.
Speaking of trailers.
Yes, let's talk about this shit right now. Ghostbusters. You got it. I'm not sexist. I'm for Ghostbusters and titties. You know what I'm saying? That's the two best things. But I did not like the trailer because, and I'm still hoping that it would be good. But when I read a review of the story, I'm really disappointed. But the humor seems forced. A lot of the humor is cliche. Like when she's like, she gets slimed. Oh, and it was everywhere in cracks that are hard to get to. And then when Patty characters like the power of Patty compares you and slaps Melissa McCarthy again after the spirit came out. I just thought it was stupid. I'm just really disappointed in the film. Nothing compares to the original, of course. I just wish it was a direct sequel or it went the extreme Ghostbusters route. But it didn't need stupid comedy. And then there's the part where they're in the concert
Yeah.
and they jumping like mosh pit. Come on, guys, you have a freaking nuclear accelerator on your backs. If that's still the story for the proton packs, like, It just, I'm really disappointed.
It seems like they have different weapons now.
Yeah, they have multiple
Kate,
weapons open there.
is it Kate McKinnon? That's the name.
Yeah.
It seems like she has like pistols.
Pistols.
Melissa McCarthy seems like she does some type of punch to a ghost.
Gauntlet.
I don't
Something
know.
gauntlets.
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. And then all the ghosts are blue. Except for Slimer, I'm assuming, because I know in the original movie, they were just pink and green and
There's a lot
light
of
blue, and
variety.
it was a lot of varieties. And then the villain, Rowan, from what I'm reading, and this is just take the spoiler alert, ever since he was young, he can see ghosts and whatnot. And then for what, he was always bullied and yada, 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 works at a hotel, and he created this device that would amplify ghost presence. How the hell you create a ample, you know, how do you create that? I don't know, it beats me. And then somehow, somewhere down the line, he asks them to choose a form, and Patty's like the ghost symbol, and he becomes the ghost symbol, and comes into a giant, and I'm just like, it sounds like crap. Utter crap.
There's one scene in the trailer that I literally cringed. Is when they ask Hemsworth's character to come up with the logo, and he comes up with like the logo, but it has like tits. And the drawing is just horrible. Like it just really like I don't know, man. And then the Patty character. There's something about this woman that is irking me. And I don't know, like the power of Patty compels you, and she smacks
I hate
her.
that part. It's not even funny. Like when people were laughing in the trail, I mean the theater, whoever was laughing at that, I just wanted to like get up and slap that myself.
And what else does
How could
she
you
say?
laugh at stupidity?
What's the other line she says? She said, "I don't know science, but I know New York." So like that's like her
Like I
trying
know
to,
the streets. Yeah,
yeah,
like
really.
who cares if you know the streets?
And
Like I
then,
feel like I've heard that line before.
and then
Like
it,
that type of character. Like I know the streets. Okay, so join us. Like
yeah, and it.
I've seen that somewhere.
Ernie Hudson's character wasn't a scientist. So now you have
No.
another black character that you introduce, and then you're not going to make her a scientist again. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just why? Like, why? I don't know, man. I just.
It just seems stereotypical to you.
Yeah, and the movie, I don't know, like, the ghost color didn't bother me. Honestly, like, when I saw the ghost, I'm like, all right, they look cool. Like, in the beginning of the trailer, when they're talking to that ghost and then it
The
splits on them.
librarian. Yeah, it looked good.
I thought that one looked cool, so when I saw it, I'm like, all right, this, you know, when the trailer started off, I'm like, nice, all right, cool, this is cool. And then, like, the rest of the trailer happened, and I'm like, you know,
And
I'm
then
not.
barfed all over her, and I'm like, "But and go the original ones never. They didn't barf on anybody. They just go through you, and it's like, it just doesn't seem right. Something's very off about this film."
Yeah, and I'm gonna see it again, like, we had this conversation on
Yeah,
Saturday.
I'll see it, but I'm.
All right, so people, if any of you guys are Ghostbusters fan, and if this movie looks like shit to you, I still feel like you should support it because the more money that it makes, then the studio's gonna say, you know what, Ghostbusters is still viable. We're gonna take a chance. If it doesn't make money, then they're gonna throw Ghostbusters under the table again, and you're not gonna see it for another 30 years, you know? So support it. Now the problem is, it might be a catch-22 because you might support it, and they might say, you know, fuck it, let's do a sequel to this one.
Now, hopefully, but what studios have been doing, I'm seeing that a lot. They're listening to the audience. They're changing, they'll change things. I'm sure they'll change things. You know, they have to because you can't just make a sequel and it's shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Like,
they did that with Turtles. Turtles,
yeah, exactly.
there was an original script for the movie that came out 2 years ago, and it was supposed to take place like in Dimension X, and Shredder was this, he wasn't really Shredder, his character was named Schroeder, and the Turtles were aliens, and there was a lot of outcry, and then they changed everything. So it always right. But people have been bitching about this Ghostbusters shit since the beginning when they found out it was female and all this, and it didn't seem like they cared. From what I heard, Paul Feig. Oh, what's that guy's name? That I was listening to the Game Over Greggy podcast, and what's that guy's name that was on it?
Yeah, I forget his name, but I know what he's talking about.
Well, this guy apparently he wrote a treatment for the movie, and it was almost picked up, and then Paul Feig came out of nowhere, and because he has cachet with the studio, he's made movie that he's made movies that have like you know been a success so far. They just decided to go with his version, and it was more like let's just do all female, and they were just like all right, fuck it, let's go, and then that's how he took over. You know, he had to have McCarthy in it because he's like in, she's like in every movie he's done so far. And
I would prefer the other script because it would have Egon's daughter. Like, it would continue the damn franchise.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy the video game came out because that was my part three, and that was a blessing for me to have experienced. And
Yeah.
now I got this possible, most likely crap of
Yes.
Ghostbusters that I have to support because obviously I want it to stick around. But I'm hearing they're doing an animated Ghostbusters,
Yeah, I
so I
heard
don't
that
know.
too.
Hopefully it'll continue the original characters, which that's the best way to go, you know?
Yeah, even if you're not going to continue with the original characters, it could have been an easy write-off. Like, they retired. You might do a little cameo here and there. They're not going to be Ghostbusters forever, obviously. And then you just send them off, you know? It could have been easy. That way, you would have had a lot of fanfare where everybody would have been hyped to see, you know. Well, I don't know if they would have got Bill Murray again, but you could have thrown in Ernie Hudson there. You could have thrown in fucking, well, Rick Moranis, he's retired, right, from acting.
Yeah, Dan
Dan
Aykroyd,
Aykroyd and.
Winston, Ernie Hudson. I'm sure they would have got Sigourney Weaver. Like, you could have definitely continued the story because a lot of people don't like care for reboots these days, and that's another issue. That's not original. It's not original. So it's like they definitely could have done the Extreme Ghostbusters route.
And the Ghostbusters could have grown, their franchise could have grown. So now they stepped off because they retired, and now you have these other young group here. And you know, they couldn't, all right, so they could have did something like this where, you know, because sometimes they figure like the Ghostbusters themselves can be dangerous because of what happened in the first movie. So you limit one set of Ghostbusters to like each state or whatever. And this way they have like a franchise, and then New York, this way it just focuses on the New York group or whatever it is. You never have to see the other Ghostbusters from different states. And this way it proves that, you know, they don't have to ghost bust anymore. Why would you want to see these old ass guys busting ghosts, you know? Maybe at the end they would have
Yeah.
came in to help out or some shit. Like, I don't know. It would have been easy just to make the fans
And then the
smile.
sequel, like they would have done the first movie set in New York again, and the sequel could have been another state with a new set of Ghostbusters, maybe with introduction of cameo from the first film guys, or you know, just something.
Yeah, and then
But
like to be
yeah.
a Ghostbuster. All right, and it makes sense like this too because you have to keep it limited because you have to be really, really smart to be a Ghostbuster. You have to understand like all the scientific aspect behind it, so that's why it's limited to four people. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to.
Yeah.
It could have been even like a Men in Black route. Like you have to prove yourself to be a Ghostbuster. Like it could have been anything, anything. Just what you have to do is show a little bit of the original, have those characters there, maybe a ghost or two from that, and then spawn off into your own shit now. But now they're saying that this movie has nothing to do with the originals, yet in your trailer it says 30 years ago, four scientists, which is fucking wrong right
Yeah,
away.
it's stupid and wrong because Winston was in the sciences.
It's like right away you show how much care you have for these franchises. And I've said this a million times and I've said it on this podcast before. If you're gonna continue a franchise, especially a beloved one, just show some fucking care. Treat it with care, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop with the bullshit. And it just seems like they just didn't give a fuck and they just wanted to throw the name on there and just like fuck it, let's just go, you know? And it's just ooh. And I know you're a bigger fan than I am because I'm a fan of Ghostbusters, but I'm always a fanatic. Like he loves Ghostbusters, you
I
know?
love Ghostbusters, and it's very upsetting that it's getting a lot of slack, a lot of flack, excuse me, for being a trashy trailer and premise. 'Cause we'll see. We got till June.
Yeah, and from what I heard too, that the studio knows the movie's gonna be shit, and that's why they just released the trailer because they're trying to cut its cost and minimize the loss pretty much. So I don't know, man.
How hard was it to make a Ghostbusters film? Watch the second and first second movie. Like, the comedy now, the modern day comedy can be real trashy, and it's evident within the trailer. The humor is just trash. The first one, it was a comedy, but it was also a horror. Like, it was serious in its way. Yeah, the second one kind of took away from the serious tone, but it still had like an element where it took itself seriously. I love Ghostbusters 1 and 2, and they'll forever remain top 10 films of all time. Top 5, excuse me, so.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Again, support it just if you want to see it continue. If not, just I guess people are gonna vote with their wallet and they're gonna be upset. But I just hope the studio decides, you know what? Maybe we did take the wrong route. Let's reboot it again, just like they did with Spider-Man. Like after a while, Spider-Man, they just decided we're gonna reboot it, and for some reason they felt like these sequels didn't work, so now it's getting rebooted again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like It's
And they're
possible.
joining, you know, Marvel Studios because they know Marvel Studios is where the money's at and it can help save Spider-Man for them.
And I don't agree with the thing where people say we maybe Ghostbusters should have been left dead. Like, we don't want to see Ghostbusters. But why the fuck not? Like, Ghostbusters are such cool characters and it's such a cool concept. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy. And of course, my son, I showed him the Ghostbusters, you know, when I bought the Blu-ray. We spoke about this on the podcast and he loved it. So why not give a new generation the Ghostbusters? I think the franchise is so cool that it deserves to be. People deserve to see a new one. It's just treated with care. Find somebody who's passionate about the project. I'm sure you can find a filmmaker out there who loves Ghostbusters and would treat it with care. But no, you're gonna give this guy who just loves Melissa McCarthy the franchise and just fuck it up. And again, I haven't seen the movie, so it could be a fucking classic. Who knows? But from what I'm looking like, it looks like shit, you know? And stop. Please just treat with these things with care. Elroy could have did it. Console
I could have
Elroy.
done it.
You know, like. Shit, I don't know, man. It's very fucking annoying, and I feel bad for you, kid.
Yeah, well, I guess having something is better than having nothing. Until it comes out, then you wish you didn't have it.
Yeah, man. Bullshit.
So, while I've been away, I've been doing. Well, from the podcast, because of the issue, I've been helping a friend of mine, which I've mentioned, Lauren Dragon, with her On the Spot Radio show that's been on every Wednesday for at 6 p.m. And I've been helping her co-host the show, and she's been having guests like singers and whatnot. And recently, Michael and I guest host. I mean, I continued hosting, but he guest a part of it of the show, and it'll be on Wednesday. This Wednesday, 6 p.m., and you can definitely check us out on that. Some
Yeah.
laughs and whatnot.
I had a good time. It was cool.
Yeah, and I know she would definitely want you again back on there. Have us both on there again, and it was fun. Like it's a radio show. She talks about different random topics. You have a good laugh. I probably come off as a pervert, but I guess I come off as a pervert here. So whatever. This is for laughs. Just enjoy it. Definitely check it out on the Spot Radio. And the duh is DA, not THE, on Spreaker.com. SpreaKer.com.
So real quick, not to change the subject, we'll jump back into this. So the guy that was on the Game Over Greggy show, well, actually, it's kind of funny. They have like this, they do this, this show called Kind of Funny Reacts, where they react to different shit. And in that episode, they reacted to the Ghostbusters trailer. So they had Max Landis on, and Max Landis, he's a writer, he's a director, he's a producer. I'm gonna show you what he directed so far.
And he's the one who wrote the script for Ghostbusters.
He wrote a treatment for it that
The
almost got
treatment? Yeah.
picked up.
And that was a real good episode when he was talking about like reboots and Ghostbusters and whatnot. That was a really interesting. Like he knew what he was talking about.
So he wrote the screenplay for Chronicle, which you've seen.
Yes.
He wrote American Ultra. He wrote Victor Frankenstein, and he wrote Power Rangers. So I guess he's a little hit or miss because Chronicle I thought was awesome. I never saw American Ultra. Victor Frankenstein, I heard that movie sucked ass. And I'm
American
hoping.
Ultra didn't do very well in the box office, but I don't know if it got good reviews. It might not have been too much. I don't know.
And he's doing Power Rangers, which I hope is great, you know. We'll see what
Yeah.
happens, but yeah, and that episode was really interesting because you can tell he loves Ghostbusters, and you have somebody right there who had such love for it that they almost greenlit his screenplay and they decided to, you know, go a different route. And I think he was going towards the Extreme Ghostbusters route, you know, so
Yeah.
sad, man. Very, very sad.
And he's real passionate. Like when he spoke about just filming in general, like he knew his stuff.
Yeah, he understands marketing, he understands filming itself, so he breaks it down into like how they fucked up on this movie, how they fucked up on the trailer and everything, and it's crazy. I would highly recommend watching that episode. It's Kind of Funny Reacts on YouTube. They also have a podcast too, the Game Over Greggy show. They have a few podcasts, so just YouTube them and you'll see. So yeah, On the Spot Radio, we had a really good time. You know, I'll be interested in coming back, you know, and doing another episode. It was cool. We spoke about my favorite movies of all time, and spoke about some crazy perverted shit with Elroy. Spoke about the Oscars, and the controversy with Chris Rock and his hosting and shit. So it was a real cool episode. Had a good time. Had some good pizza after.
Hell yeah, brick oven pizza, baby.
I had brick oven pizza today.
I had Domino's pizza today, and I don't like Domino's pizza.
So I went to go
It was
visit.
shit.
I went to go visit my friend in the hospital, and the hospital is not too far from my favorite pizza shop. This place called Pizza Loves Emily, downtown Brooklyn on Fulton Avenue. So good, man. And I got there like right when they opened, so I just took a pie to go home. I fucked it up.
What
It was really
was
good.
mine? What was
Sorry.
my slice?
We should go.
Thanks.
The thing is, like, brick oven pizza normally comes out smaller. It cooks really, really fast, and it comes
Yeah.
out much smaller. So it's about six slices. I had four for lunch, and I had two for dinner. But they're much smaller. They're probably a little bigger than a Domino slice. But really good pizza, man. I'll definitely go with you one day if you're down.
Yeah, man. I'm hungry now, as a matter of fact.
I mean, we can end it now if you want. We got a good hour in just as like a refresher episode.
Yeah, like, we're back, guys. Just that things didn't work out technically with building and whatnot. We had to fix that up. I gotta fix that up.
And then
And we just figured we'd throw out an episode where we could, catch up.
we had an episode a few weeks ago, right before the Super Bowl. And so, we've been gone 2 months pretty much, but again, we were supposed to do an episode last month, and then that's when fucked up. And the episode is recorded, I have it, but I don't think I'm gonna post it because it's so outdated now at this point. It's kind of
Yeah,
like
it's outdated. It's pointless.
we did speak about the Super Bowl. I forgot what else we talked about, but we gave predictions and all that shit. And yeah, it's cool. I think I picked the Panthers. I don't know who. I remember who you picked.
I thought the Panthers were going to win, but nah, obviously that's not the case.
Yeah, so yeah, that episode is lost file. I mean, I have it, but again, we'll never hear it. So this is episode 19 again, I guess. So yeah, so I guess that's pretty much it for this week. Next week we'll get back to our regularly scheduled program, and we'll just figure out between Ari's schedule when he wants to record this week. I would prefer to record next weekend, so if we could both watch a little bit of Daredevil before we record.
Yeah.
This way
All
we
right,
could
that sounds good.
discuss it. I won't spoil Daredevil though. I don't think we should do that. But
All right, that sounds good.
hopefully I get to binge watch it. I think Saturday I'm not doing anything, so I think I'm gonna just watch that shit all day. Cause I think the first season I watched, I thought there was only 10 episodes, so I watched 10 episodes in one day. And then I was like, oh shit, there's three more. And then I watched the rest throughout the week. So I'm gonna try to binge it all next weekend. 13 hours straight, baby.
Word, get that pizza ready.
I can't wait to see what Punisher looks like. Yes.
Yeah, he looks real good. He's gonna kick Daredevil's ass.
Daredevil, if you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend Daredevil season one on it's on Netflix. That's when you take a franchise or something and treat it with care. And it was so good, man. I can't wait for season two. I gotta finish Jessica Jones too. I haven't
Oh
finished
yeah, I
it.
finished it. It was good. I like Jessica Jones.
Not better than Daredevil, right?
No, but I like Jessica Jones because it was different. Like I didn't care for her character, but it was different. Like just her character, I don't know, something about it.
I saw
And
one
then Luke
episode.
Cage was in it, so that was pretty sweet.
I saw one
Which, by the
episode.
way, he's coming out with, they just announced his
His own, right?
series.
Nice. The one episode I saw I thought was really interesting. I definitely have to watch it again. It's just been doing so much other shit in the meantime. Like watching Fuller House.
Yeah, I saw it and I didn't care for it. I mean, it had its nostalgic moments, but it was kind of cheesy for me, too cheesy for me. I'm good for season two. I'm good. I don't want to see it.
I don't know, I found myself addicted to it. Like the first episode I thought was a little over the top where they just try to like reacquaint you with the show and it broke the fourth wall at one point and I was like, "All right, this is cool, whatever." And then as the series went on, I felt like it was charming, it was funny, it was clever in certain moments. There was a few episodes that I just like, "Ah, oh, what the fuck?" Like, there's an episode where
So you're the white though, Stephanie Tanner kid.
they
Woo!
There's this episode where they go to like watch a baseball game, and that episode was fucking stupid. I didn't like that
Yeah.
episode. I liked the end of the episode, but the rest of the episode was really dumb. But overall, I thought the show was cool. I felt like if they took this show and they can time travel and put it back where TGIF was, it would fit in perfect because it has the same type of humor as the old shows did. Yeah, I like it. I thought it was cool. It's nothing amazing. I'm not gonna tell you to watch that over Breaking Bad or some shit, but really cool show. So for me, I'm a fan of Full House, so I liked it. But it's not for everybody, and I can see why some people will be turned off. But other than that, it was cool, and it got renewed, so I would definitely watch the second season. And my wife and my son like it a lot, so it's cool to just sit down and watch it with them. So, yeah, I guess that's it for this episode. Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Signing. Yep. You're going to play some Clash before you go to bed?
I'm going to play some Clash and eat before I go to bed, yes.
Yo, yesterday I was playing in bed. And I fell asleep like twice playing it, and I'm like, all right, it's time to go to bed. And I just, I knocked out. I was mad tired yesterday, but
yeah, I'm tired now. That's why I'm kind of like, you know, slow and dead right now. Like, all right, but if we're gonna play before I, you know, go to bed.
All right, guys. So thanks for listening again. You can follow us on Twitter, nerdyishpodcast@twitter.com. You can send us any type of emails, nerdyishpodcast@gmail.com. You can find Elroy on Facebook and YouTube, Elroy Martinez Jr. And check out On The Spot Radio. Where can they find that again?
Spreaker.com. Spreaker.
And you can hear episodes post every Wednesday, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. You can definitely check out the episodes that she has on right now. I'm on like 3. And yeah, just check them out. I mean, you'll have a laugh. You get to introduce yourself to some folks, some singers, bands, and whatnot, and get acquainted with Lauren.
Yeah, cool. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. See you guys next week.
Later.
Later.